Being a dictator can seem simple, but is it? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Timothy Fry, professor of post-Soviet foreign policy at Columbia University, examines what pitfalls a despot might encounter to stay in power.
Most observers view autocrats like Vladimir Putin as all-powerful because they have few public rivals and can use repression against political opponents. But they all face a key dilemma that limits their power. Whereas leaders in democracies can be removed via elections, leaders in autocracies can lose office in two ways, via a coup or popular revolt. To make matters worse, autocrats can rarely address both threats at the same time. They often have to choose whether to reward their elite cronies to prevent a coup or the masses to prevent a revolt. This generates many difficult trade-offs. Cheat too little on elections and risk losing office, but cheat too much and signal weakness to your opponents. Use corruption to reward your elite friends, but not so much that it slows economic growth and sparks a revolt. Manipulate the media, but not so much that people turn off the television. Repress your political opponents, but not so much that it causes a backlash. Empower the security services, but not so much that they can overthrow you. Rulers who fail to resolve these trade-offs often suffer the consequences. Research finds that over the last 70 years, autocrats like Vladimir Putin who lose power end up in jail, exile, or dead more often than not. Over the last decade, the share of the world's population living under autocracy increased from 48% to 68%. It is more important than ever to understand how autocracies work. Autocrats have a keen interest in promoting the idea that they are all-powerful, but we shouldn't buy the hype.
That was Timothy Fry of Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.